I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Matthew, considered by some to be the strongest in a decade, is the first major storm to hit Haiti since 1966. Now, the slow-moving storm could dump over 3 feet of rain along the way, causing landslides and flooding. Transworld Radio's Steve Shant says,
"We're very concerned about our listeners in Haiti and Jamaica and Cuba who are in the path of Matthew."
Their huge antenna field in Bonaire was largely spared by the monster storm, and they're asking God to move Hurricane Matthew.
One prayer request would be that the hurricane speeds up, that it just begins to move quicker, and also that its winds begin to decrease in intensity.
So would you pray with them? TWR will continue to share the hope of Christ on the air as the folks in the Caribbean wait out the storm, and likely there'll be work to do once it passes. And Keys for Kids has a lot of exciting things planned for this year, collectively known as the Global Initiative. Part of this includes bringing its new next-generation mobile app to kids. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids says, with the funds raised, it'll take about a year to get the app up and running.
Pray for protection, first of all. We know that Satan does not like what we're doing. You know that 70% of the people who come to Christ in their lifetime do so between their 4th and their 14th birthday. And so that 4-14 window is critical. We have basically 10 years to basically reach kids with the gospel before those percentages go down, according to Barna.
You can find out more about Keys for Kids 2017 plans at their annual celebration dinner later this month. You can either go in person or stream it online. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pidaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Look for the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.